Throughout the negotiations, we were determined that our national security interests would be protected, that the canal would always be open and neutral and available to ships of all nations, that in time of need or emergency, our warships would have the right to go to the head of the line for priority passage through the canal, and that our military forces would have the permanent right to defend the canal if it should ever be in danger. The new treaties meet all of these requirements. He knew that change was inevitable and necessary. Change is growth. The true conservative, he once remarked, keeps his face to the future.